Random House Audio presents Greater by Stephen Furtick. This is Stephen Furtick. Chapter 1, Steve and Me. I used to want to do great things for God, and that was before I found something greater. My mom says she'll always remember that she was sitting in a social studies class when the loudspeaker beeped and crackled and someone announced that President John F. Kennedy had been shot, and all the kids would be going home for the day. I wonder if I'll always remember that my two sons and I had just shared Kung Pao shrimp at P.F. Chang's when I stopped in my tracks on the way out the door. I had to make sure I'd correctly read the words that were scrolling across every television within sight. Apple founder Steve Jobs, dead at 56. Now, I can't explain why, but my hands were shaky and sweaty as I pulled my iPhone out of my pocket to verify. And one of the very first things I saw was a statement from President Obama. He said that Steve Jobs was among the greatest of American innovators, and that he transformed our lives, redefined entire industries, and achieved one of the rarest feats in human history. He changed the way each of us sees the world. Then I looked at my Twitter timeline to see what the rest of the world was saying about Jobs. Everybody seemed to be weighing in. The outpouring was actually overwhelming. One tweet said, "Rest in peace, Steve Jobs. You led the world into the 21st century." Another said,